Coming soon to own on video and DVD.
In a world where one man has seen every movie, there's one woman who's seen hardly any. Together, this unlikely duo must review all the best films she's never seen. Starring Jack Spade as the hero we didn't ask for.
Leanne's probably always down for some good Wang talk.
And Leanne Foster as the damsel who doesn't know shit.
Can you shut up and hand me the towel?
Huntsville Home Video, now playing.
The following movie is rated R.
Grab yourself a bucket of freshly popped popcorn. Get that warm, cozy comforter. Cuddle up with the one you love. Because romance is in the air here at Huntsville Home Video. We are doing a romantic comedy today. That is what Leanne wanted to chat about last week after our action-packed review of The Raid.
God, if you
haven't,
so good.
If you haven't watched that one yet, my God. You want to talk about The Raid some more today?
Actually, yes. Can we just... We should have just done Raid 2 and just done them back-to-back.
See, I thought about that, but I didn't know if you could handle that much action week-to-week.
I love that you doubt me.
I do, a lot sometimes.
It's understandable.
My name is Jack Spade. With me, Leanne Foster. If you're just tuning in for the very first time, well, thanks for listening.
We appreciate it, but it's a little ridiculous.
Yeah, you're starting on, like, what, episode 30, 31?
I think we're, like, 35.
And we're 35s?
34?
Go back to the beginning.
We're in our 30s.
Like, get to know us a little bit better. The overall premise of this here podcast is I have seen way too many fucking movies.
Right.
My friend Leanne has seen not that many movies. We just try to enlighten her existence a little bit through cinema. And over the last 35 episodes, I'd say we've done that.
Absolutely, you
have. Especially last week. Holy shit.
Especially last week with The Raid. And now we're really seeing the payoff of things incorporating themselves, movies incorporating into my life. And
right?
My quotes and things like that. I'm noticing things now. So, yes.
Like, all of your adorable personality traits are being Aww. Phased out. And they're being replaced by movies.
You're wiping me clean.
Yeah. We're doing a hard reset on Leanne. We're making her just a pop culture reference
Big
regurgitating
reboot.
Machine.
Stay tuned for the reboot.
The reboots are never as good as the original. Unless it's John Carpenter's The Thing, in which case, way better.
Okay. Yes. Okay. All right.
So it can be done. We can make you better.
We have the technology.
We have the movies.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Thank
okay.
You
were better, as usual.
I mean, I should just
keep my mouth shut.
I don't have two Abby Awards to my name, but.
No, stop it with that already.
You should be very proud of that.
I mean, I'm proud of them, but, you know, like, I don't want to be that person. Like,
well, I'll
we
be
need
that
to
person for you.
We need to let it go.
No.
I think we need to let it go.
No. If I was a 2-time Abby Award winner, I would bring those fuckers with me to fucking Target.
I know that, but I'm not fully. I'm not fully you yet, so I still have some humbleness left in me.
Oh, I'm super humble. Just like the two things,
oh, really?
In the two things in the world that I'm good at, I'm very proud of, and I talk about a lot.
Okay.
Everything else, well, I can't do that shit.
Right. Okay. Right.
Fair?
Fair. That's fair.
All right. One of the things that I feel that I am fairly decent at is talking about movies.
You do a great job.
With you, my friend.
Yeah.
I love chatting movies with you. You wanted a romantic comedy. We gave you Forgetting Sarah Marshall. I say we, like the royal we. It's just me. I don't fucking know who else.
You're more than one, Jack. You are all.
I suggested Forgetting Sarah Marshall, a movie which I, like in the realm of romantic comedies, I typically can't stand a fucking romantic comedy.
Me neither, usually.
Because yeah,
nobody's that happy.
No, nobody's that happy. And also those movies are, they're for the most part, just drivel.
Right. They're unrealistic expectations.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For all involved.
But, you know, I get it. You know, appeal to the masses or fucking whatever.
Right.
This one I feel is very Huntsville Home Video appropriate.
Yes.
So we will see what you think. Leanne, what did you think about Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
I loved it. It was a Leanne right. rom-com, like you said.
Okay.
Like this was one that I can take.
This it's a very
it
tolerable
had the good humor in it.
Right.
Judd Apatow, Jason Segel, who I adore. So yeah.
And you got a lot of Jason Segel in this movie.
You did get a lot of the... Is that in the regular version or just the unrated version?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen the not unrated version.
Okay, because I went unrated and we got unrated.
There's some Wang.
There's some Wang in it and I ain't complaining about it. I'm just... It's there. It's prominent.
That was one of my notes I have. I wonder what Leanne thought of Jason Segel's Wang.
I love that you typed it out. Yeah. That was your note.
Yeah. Because I knew it was coming. But I was just like,
well,
oh,
I
shit.
Did it.
I gotta make a note. What did Leanne think? Oh, Jason Segel's Wang.
Honestly, thought there could have been more.
Like more Wang
more in the show. Oh, that didn't work well there.
Today we learned that Leanne is a size queen.
No. I meant more scenes of it.
I mean, well, the dude is like super tall. Like, I mean, sure, he's proportional.
I have no complaints about anything that happened in this movie, especially that.
Was that a freeze frame moment for Leanne?
No, I didn't know because I try to keep it classy, but I thought about it.
Put the lights down low.
Oh, man. I know.
Put on the fucking thong.
I did
song.
Draw the blinds on the doors, though, just in case.
I can just imagine one of your neighbors seeing you with your curtains wide open. Ah, Leanne's watching that Jason Segel Wang picture again.
Going up to shamefully just the blinds.
Yeah, put on forgetting Sarah Marshall here. Close the blinds. And action. Mr. Segel. Oh, yes.
That's terrible.
Lily
surely they didn't show that in the theater.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. They'll show titties.
Right?
Might as well show wiener.
Yeah. I don't know what the standard is for showing.
I don't know.
Fucking penises right. In a movie on screen.
But no, I appreciated this film.
this was the highest caliber of art we have reviewed right. On this podcast, Jack.
Yep.
And I would like to see more things like this in the future.
More art.
You want more art?
I want more art.
All right. Well, because of this podcast, my Google search is already fucked up enough.
Right.
I'm going to let you review movies with wangs that you want to watch. You can let me know about it.
Okay.
We have Marvel Month coming up next month. We could do fucking Wang Month the month after that. Only movies that show penises. It can't be porn, so it can't be like... It can't be a porn parody.
We can't review that porn parody that Rachel got me.
Right. No, we can't review Game of Bones.
No.
We can't review the Brady Bunch porn parody.
Jesus. The world's so fucked up. Just get Jason Segel. What more do you need?
Right?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, he didn't show his Wang in the Muppets movie, did he?
I don't know, but I can check.
Okay. Just scrubbing the fast forward button like Wang, 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 no Wang, no Wang, Kermit the Frog, Miss Piggy, fuck that, no one. Man, not even a fucking, a cloth Muppet Wang, really? Come on, Jason Segel.
A cloth Muppet Wang.
Yeah.
God, that's fantastic. I didn't know we'd ever say that on the podcast, right? So that's pretty awesome.
Wait, did Jason Segel ever show his shit in fucking How I Met Your Mother? Which 8 season of that? I didn't see Dick once.
What a
thumbs,
scam.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Needed more Segel penis.
Oh my God, I fucking love
our review. Oh, our description of this episode is just going to say, Jack and Leanne talk about Jason Segel's dick for 30 minutes.
Honest to God, that's exactly what it's going to be. That's exactly what it's going to be.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, it was a super cute movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, and I felt we needed to... We needed a breath.
We'll talk about his dick later.
Right. We'll get to that.
I have detailed notes. I have that one note. I imagine you're more organized than I am. You must have a page.
Honest to God, no.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Again, keeping it classy.
Keeping it classy. I guess I'll fuck it up for the rest of
right.
us.
Right. Jack, you can talk about his dick.
So let's talk instead about the rom-com that is Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Right. First of all, Jason Segel plays a guy named Peter. and he's like a dream guy to me. Like, he's just adorable. He's just super adorable, eating cereal out of the mixing bowl. I was like, marry me already. Again, simple charm. That's all I need. But he's dating a girl named Sarah Marshall, who is an actress and on a show like called Crime Scene with Billy Baldwin.
Yeah.
And it's the most cheesy, cliche crime scene show ever.
It was everything that was on network television at this time.
It was all the CSIs combined.
Yep.
Do you have a favorite CSI? Do you watch it ever?
I got into a couple of them through Rachel, my wife, because she will love shows like that that you can just turn on whenever.
Right.
And she'll binge the fuck out of them. So she loved all the CSIs. She loved ER. She loves, you know, all that stuff. She hated CSI Miami because of how much I made fun of it.
Aww, because, that was my favorite one.
well, you know how it kind of became a meme of David Caruso just like saying some cheesy line, putting his fucking glasses on,
and then saying, "Let's go get him."
And then like, and then the Who kicks in, like, "Wah!"
Yeah.
I would do that to Rachel all the fucking time.
Okay.
To the point of like just sheer obnoxiousness.
Understandable.
I would be getting ready to leave and I'm going to pick up dinner. I'm going to go pick up some pulled pork. Nothing funny about that. I won't be the butt of your joke. Wow! Ba, 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 ba. And Rachel's like, shut the fuck up and just leave. To the point where if CSI Miami was on, she would just like change it.
Of course you would ruin that for her. You know,
I mean, she has so many other shows. She
has so many other
enjoy.
Options. You might as well just get one.
Yeah.
You know, just be happy that you only took one away from her.
Like at a certain point, you can't even tell the difference. The only redeeming quality or discerning quality is that, oh, hey, this one is sunnier than the other one.
Right.
So they must be in Miami. But then wait, why is Gil in Miami? Oh, because it's the crossover episode. Oh, sure.
Right. And at least he, you know, Dave Cruz, he wore shades and was like, tried to say something cool. The other dude was like obsessed with bugs. And I'm like, oh, fuck that guy. You know, they tried to make him like a thing, even though he liked bugs. Fuck him.
And apparently they're bringing that show back, CSI. They're doing like
a reboot.
Of
just the regular one?
They're bringing what's his nuts back from the original, Gil and Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Not all
that was in Vegas, wasn't it? Yeah, that one was in Vegas. What about Criminal Minds? I loved Criminal Minds.
That was good, yeah. I mean, again, just completely disposable. Like,
right.
Why I like that one. It was a little darker than CSI.
Mm-hmm. Give me serial killers. I'm all in for
right?
it. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Again, what are we talking about? A rom-com?
That's another show that Rachel watched just into the ground. 15 seasons? Sign me up. Click.
They're all on Netflix now, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right, we're talking about a rom-com. So, anyways, Sarah Marshall is an actress on this show called Crime Scene, and Peter is the composer for the show. And you kind of get a backstory on their relationship. There was a piece done on Access Hollywood of their relationship and how
cute
they are.
Hosted by old Billy Bush.
Billy Bush? Who's that bad?
Most infamously, the dude that was talking to Donald Trump when they caught the grab him by the pussy soundbite.
Oh!
Who kind of went away after that soundbite dropped.
I forgot about that.
I did too up until he was like, hey, it's Billy Bush. And I'm like, grab him by the fucking pussy. You schmuck.
Okay, glad you caught that little nugget.
There
I
you
didn't.
Go.
So yes, they're talking about the story of their relationship and how cute they are and blah, blah, blah. And then it cuts to a video for a rock star for his band Infant Sorrow.
Yeah.
And it's Russell Brand. And it's like a call to save the environment or some shit where he's just grabbing everybody and kissing them in the video.
Yeah, the song is called Do Something, which is a song that, you know, so many bands have put
done.
Out, like trying to be, oh, we're serious. We have to do something. Even Billy Bush in the outro is like, I hope for one time we all hear the message, which was so over the top and cheese dick. But that's the way those Hollywood Access shows promote that shit. And then the video is like perfect satire. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was holding up these cards in the video. What did one of them say? Like sodomize intolerance or something like that.
Yes. So typical.
What are your thoughts on Russell Brand as a human being?
I hated him for a while, and then I got to where I didn't mind him. Like, he came out of nowhere for me, and maybe it was after this movie. I don't know. I don't know when. I just remember Russell Brand hosting, like, an MTV Music Awards or some show, and I was like, who the fuck is this dude?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know. I remember which one you're talking about.
He popped up out of nowhere, and then, like, he kind of went away, and then he and Katy Perry dated, and I'm like, oh, if you date Katy Perry, fuck off. And then
tell me how you really feel.
And then now I've seen him, and like I've liked him more now. Maybe I don't know. I don't really know enough about him to.
I like him in small doses. I don't like his stand up,
right.
But when he's
no, I can't take him for long. Times either.
When he's engaged in a conversation, he's a pretty insightful dude.
He's very like, smart.
Yeah.
Like, and he's done like a lot. I've seen him a lot more recently, especially about political stuff in America. And like, he's, you know, he's very versed on what he's talking about.
Right.
He seems to be. Yeah.
Yeah. When he's, like I said, engaged in a conversation, I can watch that more than I could watch his stand up.
I don't need his character.
Yeah.
I like him more than the character of Russell Brand.
Yep. And I really liked him in this one. I thought he was the perfect character.
In fact, one to play it.
There's another movie called Get Him to the Greek.
I've seen bits of it, but I don't remember all of it.
So Aldous Snow, he plays that character in that movie.
Oh no shit.
It's not a sequel to Forgetting Sarah Marshall, but it's
isn't Jonah Hill in it?
Yeah. And he plays not Jonah, not same
Michael,
character that he is in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Nice. Well, then I need to watch this one. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So, this is going on the TV, and then Peter gets a call from Sarah. She's coming over for a visit, so he has to clean his apartment, and he's just throwing shit in closets. Again, dream guy. I don't know why. He's just a normal dude, and I love him. And so he gets out of the shower, and she's there, and in typical dude form, like, I got a surprise for you, and just waves his dick around, of course, because he's a dude. And but she has him put it away and tells him that she's breaking up with him. Or that she implies she's breaking up with him, and then his towel falls off, and then we all see his dick, which was entertaining.
Which was entertaining. I am giving this the classiest response that I possibly can.
Right.
It was entertaining. I'm not going to say that I was thirsty.
No.
Because that's not classy. We keep things classy here at Huntsville Home Video. And I am a classy dame.
It was pretty awkward, though, because it was such a weird exchange to happen with somebody who's completely naked. She's like, put clothes on. Like, she's trying to break up with him, and he's emotionally distraught. And, like, he just walks back, and he just bends completely over, and you just see his fucking ass. And I was just like, it's just such an awkward visual.
One of the things that I love so much about the movie is the whole fucking movie is awkward.
Yes. You're uncomfortable in a delightful way.
Yeah. So many of these romantic comedies are like everyone is smooth. Mm-hmm. Everyone, you know, knows what to say.
Yeah.
Everyone just has these perfect little picturesque moments with zero level of awkward. Mm-hmm. This we're hitting awkward like right out of the gate.
Immediately.
And it could be no more awkward than getting dumped while you're just standing around with your fucking cock and balls hanging out.
No, I guess not. No.
You ever had to dump a naked dude before?
No.
No.
No, if I never have to, ever. No. I'm just being like, well, I missed my opportunity. He's naked. We'll just have to wait.
Well, yeah, we're just going to hold off.
We're just going to hold off.
Like, you could go into that situation about to break it off. Oh, no, he's naked.
As soon as I see wiener, I'm out.
Yeah. Hey, put your pants on. And as soon as the pants go on, hey, I was thinking about going to Jersey Mike's to get some subs. You know what? Go get some subs. Bring them back. And then we got to talk.
Then we can talk over
I
want to
get a Jersey Mike sub before we break this off.
Oh, man.
No, keep your pants on. I got something to say.
Make sure you have a belt. So, yeah, it's so awkward. And she's just like, you know, she's breaking up with him. And he's with the very accurate question is, who's the dude? Who's the dude?
Right.
And he's like, just hold me. And again, he's just naked. And it's just so comical. But she does finally reveal that there's someone else. And then she leaves. I don't know why you would cheat on Jason Segel. I don't know why. He's so adorable to me. So then later, Peter's not doing very well, and he's at a club with his stepbrother, Brian, I think his name was, Bill Hader, who is so weird and adorable. And Peter is, okay, I loved this so much. Because you know how I love a Breeves. And so I love this part where, like, Peter's super sad and he just wants to be his L on someone's T's.
Yeah. That's actually a note that I wrote down. It's like, Leanne's going to love these Abreeves.
I fucking loved it. And then Brian's like, and then he's like, I need, and he's like, no, you shouldn't do that. You should leave the P and the V and have a B-A-B-Y and be normal. Like, it was so fucking good. So good. That was my favorite.
Oh, yeah, that was a great sequence. And then eventually they meet up with two girls and they're just sitting at on the couches in this club.
And he's like, I find you sexually attractive.
And the one girl's so like, stop, up. You're so funny.
And he's just being super serious.
Hey, you want to come home? No?
No.
Goes to the next one. You're so funny. Stop it. You want to come home?
Ugh, well, he finally gets one home, takes one home. And because he just needs to bang someone. And then he starts to cry afterwards. Poor thing. There can't be anything worse than that from either side. Like, if there's crying involved after, it can't be good.
Best way to get over someone is to get under someone.
Exactly. Exactly. But don't cry afterwards. Right. Don't cry while they're still there in the same room as you. Let's make that a rule.
You strike me as a person that has made some dudes cry.
No, me?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
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 Okay.
Why?
I don't know.
You think I'm mean?
No, I think that you're just too nice. And in turn, that can cause some dudes to cry.
Oh, no, I've never made a dude cry. They haven't cared enough.
Not in front of you.
Not in front of me that I know of.
Okay, fair enough.
No, no.
What about this? We years ago, we used to have this sales girl that worked here who was kind of, shall we say, white trash. Like,
I love that you paused to find a delicate word, and your delicate word was white trash.
Because I'm classy.
Because you classy, fam. She was a little bit of a, how shall we say it, a whore.
A trailer park princess. And one day I made the offhanded remark. I'm like, you're the kind of chick that would swoon for a dude who, after he fucks you, plays extremes more than words on an acoustic guitar. And I nailed that one on the head because this former salesperson had, by her own admission, more than one dude with an acoustic guitar serenade her with extremes more than words after doing the deed.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. If you want to know about me, that would be my personal hell. Like, I can't take it. Even if they were a singer, like if that was their trade.
Even if it was Jason Segel?
But it might be so adorably funny that I don't know.
There it is.
No,
there
I don't it know. Is. No, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, it's just, it's too serious. It's too serious. I don't like it.
Right.
It's too much.
Like,
I don't want to be sitting there watching you serenade me. It's just too much. It's like, show me you love me by pouring me cereal in a mixing bowl and bringing it to me. Don't sing to me.
After you B your L on your T's, don't break up.
You can't strum chords after you B your L on my T's.
More than words.
Can you shut up and hand me the towel?
Yeah.
That's where you know what I mean? Like, let's be practical.
Hey, can I play this song, or did you want to go brush your teeth?
Did you want to clean up first or what?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm supposed to keep it classy.
Yeah, I'm the asshole here. So, come on.
Oh my God. But seriously, it's like, guys, too much for me. That would be too much.
Yeah.
Would you want to be serenaded?
Fuck no.
Right. It's just awkward to me. Even if that's your jam.
But I mean, hey, you know, it worked for some chicks.
But I feel like if you wanted to be Jason Segel and funnily play your Dracula thing, well, which we'll get into later, but I'd be like, oh, that might be cute. I don't know. But to be seriously strumming in front of someone, I'd have to leave.
I mean, it would be worse to, you know, have the person that you just had sex with just start crying. Fuck it. I take that back. That would be less awkward than...
Maybe.
Being serenaded by 80s hair bands.
Can you just cry? Can you just...
Every rose
Oh, my God. Thorn. If you sing that... God. If you karaoke it, if you sing it to some gal, I can't. I can't do. I'm with you. You've made wrong life decisions that makes you not a viable partner for me.
After you have had your post-coital cuddle.
Right. Wish I'd have known this before you beed your L, but unfortunately... I didn't, so I'm going to dip out.
Things are getting hot and heavy. You go to that bedroom. Oh, fuck, is that an acoustic guitar? Oh, God damn it.
I'm sorry. Do you play that, or is that just decoration? You play it?
All right. Why is there a Poison 88 tour poster on the wall? Fuck! I'm going to get every rose as its thorn right after I get his horn.
After I get his thorn?
Going to get every rose as its thorn after you get his horn.
I got it. That is,
you would be the queen of like, hey, that was great, but I gotta go. But hey, wait, babe, hang on. Like, no, already in the Uber.
Gotta ski that. Sorry,
I'm out.
Don't you want to clean up first? No,
no, I'm good.
Good, fine.
Really, really good.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, so he bangs the chick and he cries, and then the next day he goes to the doctor to get his dick looked at. Which ends up being a pediatrician, and he's like, haven't you noticed you're in a pediatrician? You're sitting on a fire truck.
Oh, this is new.
So he just whips out his dick.
Will
you please look at my dick? And the pediatrician takes a glance and is like, yeah, just keep on wearing a condom and keep on fucking. That's his advice. So,
and this is like an older doctor,
right?
Like the cool uncle type, you know.
He's lived his life. He's stuck at home.
Yeah, and he's just telling him, you know, just wear your condoms and keep fucking.
Keep fucking. Sometimes that's the advice you need.
Yeah,
you know. So he does this just that, and there's kind of a montage of him fucking around, and he's in rough shape. There's one part where he goes back to work, and he's trying to compose a scene for Crime Scene, where the dude's dick was found behind the AC unit, and he's just like doing the Seinfeld bass, like.
I also want to touch on briefly the montage of chicks that he's banging in his apartment.
Oh.
You get the one that's just like super bored.
Did you have all of those?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The yeah.
Yeah.
Right there. I just can't.
That's.
And then the one that's always like, hi.
Ugh.
Hey. Hi.
So weird.
You can gag me if you want. You brought a gag? Yeah, and handcuffs.
Do you want to gag me? I kind of want to now.
I kind of want to now.
That's so weird. That's so odd. Oh, my God. So, yes, that happens in the montage. And he goes to work and he cuts up the screen because he's so distraught, you know, watching to try to compose to Crime Scene. And he's like, she's fucking Billy Baldwin, which I want for a ringtone ASAP.
Not even the best Baldwin.
No.
Not even the third best Baldwin.
No. Billy. His name is Billy. Like, come on. Alec, not Alex. Alec. It's exciting. Billy.
And that, by the way, Alec, the best Baldwin.
Sure.
You disagree?
No, I'm not disagreeing at all.
Okay.
He's got a little bit of a temper problem, but he's the best Baldwin.
I mean,
he's the best one we've got. He's got some high quality shit under his belt.
Sure does.
And Kim Basinger.
Yeah.
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 So there you go. I'm with you. I'm on the Baldwin. Okay. All right. On the Baldwin train.
I thought this podcast was going to take a harsh turn.
No. Who the hell competes with Alec? Sure shit ain't Billy.
No.
How many of them are there?
What is it, like?
There's
Billy,
a whole brood
Steven.
Of them. Yeah, fuck them. Who knows? Yeah. They're not even rememberable.
Right.
Fuck them Baldwins. So anyways, his life is a mess. His place is disgusting. And his Brian comes over because there's smoke coming out of his place because he's burning everything that has anything to do with Sarah and reminds him of her. And even like, I love him pointing out the cereal container because he's like, she gave me this cereal container because my cereal was always stale and now is the freshest it's ever been. We all have had that with somebody. And so Brian says, well, Sarah was a bitch anyway. So
he was always kind of a little bitch.
Kind of a bitch. And so anyways, they have an exchange and he deletes the photos out of the computer. And then Brian suggests that Peter needs to go on a vacation. And he and Sarah had talked about going to Hawaii. So he's going to go to Hawaii. I've never been to Hawaii, but I can't imagine going to Hawaii by myself.
I could go anywhere by myself.
Okay.
And I'd be okay with it. Like, I don't need another person there to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
It's an added bonus, really.
Right.
But yeah, I could totally go to Hawaii by myself.
All right.
Which would piss off Rachel because she's been to Hawaii before. She wants to go to Hawaii. She's like desperate to get me in the ocean
mm-hmm.
to get eaten by a shark.
That's right.
Which will happen.
You won't get eaten by a shark.
Okay.
You're going to be fine.
We'll see about that. When old fucking Stumpy Jack Spade comes back with one arm after he got bit off by a shark, just know that you're getting an I told you so.
Okay. Well, you're one less of an arm, so I think I won.
there it is. Yeah, I got two middle fingers. Fuck you.
I can't do this, bitch.
But yeah, I mean, when movie theaters were open and readily available, would you ever go to a movie by yourself?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Yeah. So
people thought that was weird of me to do. Now I won't go to a restaurant and eat by myself. I can't do that.
I'll do there's that too. Some,
really?
Yeah.
I feel weird about it. Maybe it's because I'm a chick and they're like, there's the loner chick by herself.
Just putting the vibe out there. Hey, babe, what's going on? Can I buy you some lasagna? Yeah, you don't have an acoustic guitar, do you? If I could take a seat.
So are you interested in being your L?
Yeah, I had zero problem with any of that.
Okay. No, I always feel weird. I would feel weird going somewhere and eating by myself.
Would you?
But theater's fine. I do everything else by myself because I'm by myself.
we're having such a good, happy time.
No, that's just fact. I just thought it was fact and now it's sad. Okay, great. You're the one who made it sad.
I don't know. I have no problem going to places like that by myself.
Okay.
Sometimes I just prefer it.
All right.
Like, just go at your own pace. Go at your own leisure.
I should travel by myself. I should do it.
Try it.
Yeah, I should go somewhere. I always make friends. Like, I've gone to concerts by myself and been in the pit and have always made friends.
There you go.
Like,
was
that
it a Poison concert?
It was not Poison. No.
An Extreme concert?
Twas not.
A Poison and Extreme double feature?
I would slip my wrist.
Man, can you imagine how many...
I debated. Remember when Motley Crue was supposed to come back on that big arena tour?
Yeah.
And I debated going and then I went, am I going to want to kill myself afterwards because I did this? Or I debated it for a while. Not sure. Not sure about it. Anyways, we're talking about Sarah Marshall, right?
Yes.
We're getting Sarah Marshall. So Peter, poor Peter, again, that whole awkward thing where he's like on the flight and there's an ad by Sarah Marshall and then it goes into an episode of Crime Scene on the plane. And then he just walks into a resort and was like, hey, you know, I'm by myself. Well, first he's behind this honeymooning couple, which we need to, the sweet, like Jesus loving, timid couple. One, the wife is a little bit more thirsty than the husband, we can tell. So he goes to check in and was like, hey, I don't have a reservation. I'm just winging it, you know. And then he sees Sarah and her new boyfriend, the rock star.
Oh, shit.
What was his name?
Aldous
Snow. Yes. And he sees her and he's like, oh, my God. Like, he says several things and he panics. And he's like, I wish I didn't have on this stupid fucking shirt. Like, it was super cute.
And we should mention that the receptionist is Mila Kunis.
Oh, Rachel. If there is one person that I could look like in this world, it's Mila Kunis. She's my girl crush. I think she's just gorgeous.
Yep.
I love her voice even.
Yep.
Like, just, I love her.
Even though every time she speaks, I hear Meg.
I hear Meg a lot. But in this movie, thank goodness, I didn't really think about Meg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that. Yeah. No, Mila Kunis, total dream girl.
Smoke show.
Yep.
Love it. So, yes, the sweet Rachel is there to witness Peter witnessing Sarah and Aldous Snow, and Rachel at the desk feels bad for him, so gives him the only suite they have available, which is $6,000 a night, and says, you know, you're just going to have to clean up after yourself, and I'll just give you this for free.
Yeah, she takes pity on him. She's like, it's a little fucked up that you guys have been broken up for like 3 weeks, and she's already here with another dude. Like, mm-hmm. Here, take the fucking suite.
Take the suite. So then Peter is kind of panicking, and he's on the phone with Brian, and he's following Sarah and Aldous go to their room, and Brian, you can just hear Brian over the phone like, abort, get out of there, go back to your room.
Are you fucking following her?
Yes. So he gets to his suite and he's just crying and watching Crime Scene. Like, it's so pitiful. It's so dramatic because they'd been together like 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. They mentioned that. He then gets a call from Rachel because there's been complaints that there's a hysterical woman crying from his suite, but it's just been him. He's
yeah,
like,
I hear it too. I think it might be coming from the floor above me.
You're on the top floor.
Oh, keep it down.
So he finally pulls himself together enough to go to dinner. And Jonah Hill, was it Michael or Mitchell? What was his name?
Michael.
And Michael, I think this is what I'm scared of, going to eat alone, because Michael makes a big deal that he's by himself. And like, the most traumatic thing that I think could happen to me is to sit me down at a table and then take away the remaining plates that aren't going to be used, because he just makes a, such a big display and like drags the chair away. Like, that would be my worst nightmare.
When he seats him, he's like, is your wife coming? No, I don't have a wife. Your girlfriend? No, it's just me. He's like, oh, like, you want a magazine or something?
Right.
Like, that's going to be boring, dude.
Right. And he sits him like at the best table, apparently. And it's right. He's sitting right looking at Sarah.
Yeah.
And Aldous, and it's so terrible, and like the couple behind him's getting engaged, so he just has to get up and walk away.
Also, we should point out that Michael is a diehard Aldous fanboy.
Yes,
like just has the biggest dude boner for, like, just stalks him basically the whole movie.
Essentially stalks him the whole movie. Just so super funny, and that builds as we go through the movie. So he leaves, and he ends up going to the bar, and he's drinking, and he's vibing. He's on that vibe, and was his name Daryl?
The timid
little couple, the newlywed guy.
Oh, yeah.
It was Daryl or something, a very odd name there. And he's kind of, you know, just they're talking and having a good time. And
that actor, by the way, is on 30 Rock.
Yes. I've seen him and heard him several times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, 30 Rock is so good.
That you've been trying to get me on the 30 Rock. I'll eventually get there.
All right.
Isn't that the good bald one in there?
Yeah, Alec is in that one.
The only bald one that matters.
Right.
Okay, we came back on the bald one. So he hangs out with Rachel a little bit, and then it's super sweet. And then the next day, he goes to yoga. And guess who's in the yoga class at the resorts? Sarah and Aldous. Am I saying that correctly?
Aldous, yeah.
They're good. There, and Peter is completely lost on yoga, but he's competitive. And he just looks so out of place because he's so tall and just, you know. And I love the part where he tries to do that headstand, and Kristen Wiig is the instructor, and she's like, you know, not everybody has to do all this stuff, but he just won't let it go. And he was like, what's up? My legs. I'm doing a handstand, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, if I ever did anything in yoga in a yoga class, I feel like I'd be the same way. Like, oh, I bent my finger to my head. Woo!
Look at that motherfucker.
Look at this bow bending motherfucker. So Peter then meets Paul Rudd for some surf lessons.
Fucking Paul Rudd.
Whose name is Chuck. His American name is Chuck, but his Hawaiian name is Kunu.
It means Chuck.
So he's a surf instructor. And him, I love these bits where Paul Rudd is trying to teach him how to pop up on the surfboard. And he's like, no, no, do less, do more, but do less. Pop up. No, do less. Doing too much. Do less.
Now you're not doing anything.
Right. And then he just lays on the board. Now you're not doing anything. I will teach you when you get out there.
Come on,
let's get out of there. The weather outside is weather.
and you know, like, Paul Rudd didn't even have
that was improv.
A script. Oh, yeah.
That was all off the top of his head.
That's the type of dude Paul Rudd is. He kind of plays the quintessential just burned out stoner.
Right.
You know, they get out on the water, and I love the exchange that they have. And he's like, hey, man, like, how long have you been out here? He's like, oh, I don't know, man. I stopped wearing a watch when I got out here. Dude, that's cool as fuck. Yeah, because, like, it's on my phone.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I kind of don't need it.
How old are you?
Right.
Oh, I don't know if I could literally put a number on it, but if I had to guess, I'd say 44? Fuck!
44? Oh my God, it's so good. So after the surf lesson, he Skypes with Brian, who tells him, I love that Peter starts wearing a hat, and Brian's like, the hat makes you look like someone who killed JFK.
Which member of the Rat Pack are you?
Yes. And he encourages Peter, because Peter mentions Rachel. And so they encourage Peter, or Brian and his wife encourage Peter to ask Rachel out on a date. Which seems smart, I guess. And so they go to a luau, and, you know, Michael, who's in love, Michael, is that his name? Who's in love with Aldous, like, calls him up on stage, and that's where he serenades Sarah during the luau. Like, poor Peter just can't escape. Like, and it's a whole song about being inside you. It's just so fucking terrible. Just, and I'm like, this, that again is also my nightmare. Like, how is that romantic? Or it's just too much.
I also love the two lines that Jonah Hill has when Peter is sitting at the table and he goes to take away his plate. He's like, oh, I'm actually not finished. He's like, oh, I guess I'll go fuck myself then.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. And then when Aldous is on stage and Michael just like sticks his hand down his pants, like, oh, I just went from 6 to midnight.
6 to midnight. Which I recently heard somewhere. I'd never heard it before. And I was like, 6 to midnight. I was like, did time move? I was literally thinking in words of time, and I was like, did time move fast? Like, what happened? And I thought on it for so long. And then I went, oh, down from up. I get it. I got it now.
That's part of your simple charm.
That's part of my simple charm. I thought on that for so long, and it was literally just a wiener going completely erect. That I thought about for forever. God. 6 to midnight. Yeah, so I like that it was in this movie.
If you could bottle that preciousness, my God. You would be a millionaire.
So anyways. So Peter has to walk off. He just needs to get out of there. And he meets this wonderful local who's like, hey, if you want to get your mind off of things, you could help me with the luau or help me with things. Which means poor Peter has to kill the hog that they're going to eat. And he's like, I'm sorry. As he's stabbing at this poor hog.
Just hysterical, trying to tie this thing down. It was so good.
So fucking funny. So finally, Peter hangs out with Rachel on the beach. And you kind of get a little backstory on her that she came there because she followed a boy. As we all usually do. We followed a boy and the boy cheated on her. And Peter reveals that he's been working, like he hates composing for the show, and he's been working on a rock opera about Dracula, which that made me fall in love with him instantly.
Of all things.
Don't serenade me, but you write a rock opera for Dracula?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm there for life.
I was really upset that we haven't yet received the full Dracula rock opera.
You'd think they would have produced it to go along with the movie.
This is something that I want to see.
Right. Exactly. And also it has to do with puppets. He wants to use puppets.
Well, because of this movie, that's how Jason Segel got the Muppet movie.
Right.
Because they're like, he's a big Muppet fan. Give him like a couple... $1 million to go make a Muppet movie.
He's so adorable. I can't even take it.
Is Jason Segel replacing Colin Farrell?
He's kind of just the dream. Like in real, like Colin Farrell's like actor, but like Jason's like real life.
All right.
This is what Leanne needs in her life.
And you've already seen his dick.
His dick, and I approved. So stamp it.
Stamp it. Thumbs up.
Brand it. Let's go. So anyways, they're on the beach and then they have this moment where there's a beach brawl because Rachel's ex shows up and she goes completely insane. And so they leave the beach and they go to a bar. And I like this part where Peter starts realizing kind of how shitty his relationship was with Sarah.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
little moments will make him think of like, oh yeah, maybe this wasn't great, you know. And he has a moment where he goes to the bathroom, but he sees Rachel's photo on the bathroom wall where she's flashing the camera and her titties are out. So keep that in mind because that one's going to come back later.
Also, a quick aside. Sometimes in movies, they say something that dates the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that in this where he's talking about like, man, you went crazy on that beach. You were like one of those Flavor of Love girls.
Yes.
I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, that
brought that up.
I'm like, that was a show. Jesus Christ.
Can
I forgot
you believe,
all about that.
Just stop for a second. Can you believe we existed on the earth at a time where there was a show? Was it VH1? I think it was VH1.
It was VH1, yeah.
Where women willingly competed to date Flava Flav. And then, not only that, we also then had a show where Flava Flav ended up with Brigitte Nielsen.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was a thing.
Yeah.
We were on the planet.
Yep.
Circling around in the abyss while that shit took place.
Anyone listening to this podcast in 2021 that thinks the world is a little fucked up, we were that way for a long time.
We've been that way for a while.
Yeah.
Remember when we also had the premise for Rock of Love with Bret Michaels from fucking Poison, where he went through those white trash bitches to find him a white trashiest bitch of all?
You think that those were the ones? Like, I bet he fucked and then serenaded every one of those with 100. Every rose has its thorn.
With naked except for his bandana.
And they got, because he's bald as fuck.
Right.
And they gobbled that shit up.
Please give me unsatisfactory sex and sing Every Rose Has Its Thorn again.
That happened while we were alive, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
That we coexisted with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
anyway.
And those shows have more of an audience than this podcast, and that's incredibly sad to me.
I know. I need to not think about that, but yeah. It's true. It's true. That was more entertaining to a lot more people. Anyways.
I hate so many people.
I know. So
I know.
The forgetting Sarah Marshall. I know. I'm right there with you, buddy.
It's okay, Jack. I hate them too.
It's okay. I hate them all too. So he comes back from the bathroom after seeing her picture on the wall, and then she has signed him up to do his song from Dracula, the rock opera musical. And he does. And I knew it was going to be funny, but when he sings in a Dracula accent, I died. I fucking died. And I literally put in my notes, I was like, I'd marry him right now. It was so fucking cute. It was so great. And Rachel gets the crowd to cheer for him, and he's having a good moment. And when Rachel drops him off at the resort, he goes to kiss her, but she's like, I don't want to make things too complicated. So
makes it even more awkward and tries to give her a handshake.
Right. Of course.
Again, everything in this movie is just so awkward.
That is super awkward. When I was in high school, I had one little boyfriend, like just, you know, whatever. We just said we were boyfriend and girlfriend, and then we're like buds, you know. But I remember him asking me if I wanted to be his girlfriend, and then he fist bumped me.
Yeah. That's what's up.
That happened.
Man, do you know what that dude's doing now? Crushing ass, probably.
Crushing ass, probably. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, girl, what's up? Fist bump?
Yeah.
Let's fucking do
that
this.
That happened right outside of a beta club meeting for smart kids.
For a beta club meeting beta for smart kids.
Right.
Here's how I know I wasn't a smart kid. I have to ask, what is beta club?
I don't even remember what it means now, but it was like you had a certain GPA and you got inducted into beta club. Mm. I was in beta club, but I don't know. I didn't do anything. I don't.
No, you are very clearly still the brains of this outfit. This podcast is super smart. You attribute to like 80% of that intelligence.
Not true. Not true. You're all the talent, my friend.
Shit.
Oh, my gosh. So, yes, he handshakes her and then goes back. And I believe he goes back to the bar where he's sitting with Daryl and Chuck. Or at some point he's back with them and they say it's a date. So it's just or he says it's a date. And they are like, she works in customer service.
But
like,
you think
let
strippers
it go.
Like you, too.
Right.
Which I've had to have that conversation many times in my life.
I bet so. That's a different breed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people that come in, get $20, you know, here's $20, get a lap dance. Man, I think she really liked me.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, she didn't.
It's the same as dudes. I've had coworkers who are like, hey, that waitress was flirting with me. She likes me. And I'm like, she wanted that tip you left her.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you left it. Oh. So
my wife has to deal with that constantly because she's a waitress.
Right.
And she's great at what she does. I would say that even if I wasn't married to her, she's a phenomenal waitress, very mm-hmm. personable. And I always give her shit because there are so many regulars like, oh, you're married, huh? And she comes home and she tells me this, you know, I'm like, you know, they're just waiting for me to die, right? Like you are going to have so much, like, I'm not worried if I die because you are going to be so well taken care of. Just all these dudes, they're going to line up. Hey, I got you some barbecue. I thought you might be hungry. Oh, I paid your mortgage this month. Mm-hmm. I thought without Jack's income, you might need, here's some money. Hey, I know you like Legos. Here's some Legos.
Right. You think a lot of people are turning out for your funeral procession. It's just them trying to get to Rachel.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I acknowledge this. I'm aware of this. Rachel is still in denial. She's like, no, no, no. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like,
she knows. She's just not.
She's like, how do you figure that? I'm like, well, because when I met you, you had a boyfriend and I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yes, we're peeling back the layers.
Oh, shit.
Peeling back the backstory. I like it.
There was no awkward, like, handshaking in me
what
and
else
Rachel's
did you shake?
Relation. Well, over 15 years, just about everything. Have I told, like, because and Rachel gets a kick out of telling this more than I do, but Rachel and I didn't really date right away. Like, we hung out, we were buddies. She likes to tell people I courted her. She's like, who the fuck courts anymore? Fucking Jack Spade, that's who.
Jack Spade's a courter. That's cute.
And so now we're at the point where, have I ever told you about our super awkward Fridays lunch?
This was the I told you so story.
Yeah.
We told that on a podcast.
Okay,
you told
did we?
It. Yes.
All right, sweet.
And remember, I cried.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you did. But now she's just convinced that we're still together out of spite because I told her so and I can't be wrong.
That's the ultimate bond.
Yeah.
Is a spite bond. Like, like fuck a love bond. When you're in bond because of spite, that's how you know you're going to make it.
Yep, exactly.
I actually find that very wholesome.
Well, we have all kinds of mutual friends who have been married and divorced one or two times over in the time we've been together. You know, we didn't get married until our 10-year anniversary, and people were like, man, you guys got to hurry up and get married. Like, we're going to be married before you are. We've just been dating for 6 months. Like, yeah, y'all are going to be divorced too, motherfucker. Sure as shit. I fucking told you so.
There's no time limit on it. You do it when you want to.
Right? Yeah.
And I love you guys together.
Aww.
Like, y'all are a cute couple.
Thanks.
Adorable couple, as cool as that should sound.
As cool as that should sound.
I'm not
sound.
Trying to make you out to be a little bitch or nothing. Like, I think y'all are great.
how would me being in an awesome relationship make me a little bitch?
I just, like, I don't want to be too cute and too, I didn't want to do that to you.
I mean, like, don't get a twist. I'm not, like, holding her purse or anything.
No, you would not.
I'm not, you know.
Right. No, you have a little bit more backbone than that.
Then again, she also, like, rarely carries a purse. It's like a Disney princess backpack.
I love you guys so much.
Because she's in her 30s and adorable.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, she is adorable. Mm-hmm. Rachel is just adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so jealous of you. So anyways, back to Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Let's see. Poor Daryl's having his moment where he's like, we're trying to fuck and we're not having fun. Like, he's having some problems with his wife.
He's having, like, some straight up PTSD.
Yes, yes. Because, you know, they had not been together before they got married, and now they're trying to work it out and it's not working. It's all a mess.
Which is kind of funny because all the Christies that I've met are either all about that fucking or have never fucked.
Right.
There's that.
Well,
there's
that
no
was
in
them.
Between.
That
and
was
that was
their,
them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're super, you know, they love God and they haven't had sex before they got married, which hell no. Like,
that's so dumb.
Like, anyone that would have ever said that to me, I'm like, okay, we're out. Like, I'm not, you know, if I buy a car, I'm taking it for a fucking test drive.
I think that's part of the process. You get to know the person. I think you should live together, too, if you want to live together before getting married.
Yeah.
Imagine, I would prefer to do that.
Imagine you're just, like, wildly in love with a person, but you never have sex, and then you get married and find out that that's the person that wants you to sing to her after y'all fuck.
Ugh.
Out. Out.
Oh, my God. Or they want to sing to you.
Out.
Oh, my God.
I'm done.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Again, personal hell.
Mm-hmm. Divorce.
Hey, you got to try that shit out. Annulment, baby.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How long do I have? 48 hours? We're fucking out.
Right. Also, Daryl has one of my favorite quotes I've ever heard when he's talking about the complicated mess that is trying to bang his wife. And he's like, he says something about how it's just all weird and it doesn't make sense. And he's like, the Lord would not put a playground next to a sewage plant.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Such a good one. So we then cut to Sarah, who gets a call that the show's been canceled.
Yes, crime scene of the crime.
Crime scene of the crime. So perfectly named. Has been canceled. And she tells Aldous, and he's just like, oh, that's great. You can come on tour with me. I'm leaving here in a little bit. And you can be the head groupie. You can be the queen of the snow suckers.
The sorrow suckers.
Sorrow suckers. That's what it is. Yeah, sorrow suckers.
And she's like, the sorrow suckers? I don't know why they call them that.
Right.
Which is great.
And so she's mad at that and mad that he didn't tell her he was going on a big tour soon. So, and I think doesn't he also say, he's like, well, I didn't tell you that I had herpes, but it's because I'm not inflamed or some shit. So fucked up. So great. Just so good. So they're starting to deteriorate. So she goes to the bar by herself, and Peter finds her and she's freaked out over the show. And she doesn't want to be forgotten because she doesn't want to show her cooter on stage, TV, or get plastic surgery.
Yeah, she wants to move into feature films, but she doesn't have the frame for plastic surgery.
She's like, I would tip over. So cute. So while they're kind of reconnecting in this moment, he has another one of those moments where he's flashing back to their relationship not being all that great. And it was where she didn't appreciate his Dracula musical. It was like a little flash to that, you know, like they didn't understand each other. So he's got that going around. And also at this time, Aldous is out on the beach and he's helping Daryl yeah. learn how to bang, like showing him different positions and shit, which throughout the movie they pay off. So that was pretty funny.
I had a note on that part because I loved that chess set.
Yeah.
They're at the beach and they have these like 4 foot tall chess mm-hmm. pieces. You know, for like beach chess
yeah,
or whatever.
You'd have to pick up and move and carry.
Which I thought was super cool. And Aldous is just using those as fuck toys.
Right.
Like to show how you should please your wife. But my note is like, on the reel, I really want that chess set.
Yes. I love that so much. Yeah, that was so funny. So at some point, Sarah catches Rachel and Peter hanging out. They meet at the reception desk and then they decide to go hiking. So now it's Sarah's turn to be sad because Peter's moving on. Fucking bitch. And then they go hiking and they go through the whole metaphor about just take the jump off the cliff, you know, and poor Peter gets stuck on the vines, but he ends up jumping off and they kiss finally in the ocean. So cute. And then meanwhile, we see our newlywed couple getting some progress, which is super funny. So Peter gets kicked out of his suite because Dakota Fanning, of all people, needs the suites.
I love when he wakes him up. Like, Peter's just in his bed, naked, wrapped in a sheet. And Kunu is, or not, not
no,
Kunu, what's the guy's name?
I don't remember this guy. The one that was at that got him to the luau yeah. and made him kill the hog.
He was like, hey, Petey, are those sad tissues or happy tissues?
So good. So they kick him out and there's one room available. And of course, it's
right
next to Sarah. Oh, my gosh. So Peter decides to go surfing and Aldous is there. And he mentioned something about, hey, I was going through Sarah's iPod and I heard your iPod. That's also kind of dated.
Right.
Who has an iPod anymore? I loved my iPod, by the way. Oh, I miss it.
I had a first generation iPod.
Yeah.
You were probably...
Is that the one that had the spin?
Because yeah.
I had that one. My mom still has it.
Wasn't even in color?
No, it wasn't in color. And I still love it to this day. I gave it to my mom and I loaded up like old country songs and Elvis because that's her jam when she mows the lawn. It's just heavy. I forgot how
yeah.
heavy. Every time I see it, I forget how heavy they were. But I miss the circle where you could scroll your thumb and go through the lists. You know,
uh-huh.
like do it in a circle and go, oh my God, that was a jam.
But now that seems so archaic because now we're just like, hey, Siri, play the Black Keys.
Right.
No scrolling, no fucking anything.
I know, but sometimes I miss it.
I spent so much time of my life when I got that first iPod, I'd hook it up
mm-hmm.
and I would drag songs over. I'd curate mm-hmm. playlists and then you have to find the album art.
Yep.
And you have to import
oh
that.
Oh my gosh, I remember that being a
yeah.
thing too. Oh, I spent so much time on my XP computer doing that shit.
I canceled plans to update my iPod. Hey, what are you doing? Are you want to hang out? Yeah, like call me back in like 2 hours. I'll see where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh no, I'm only up to Soundgarden in my grunge category.
Yeah.
Still got plenty more business to do here. Cannot hang out tonight.
Shit, yeah. No, I'm with you. Oh my gosh, that was so fun.
And would you like to know how I got the first iPod?
Tell me how you got it.
So my boss that I was working in radio in Fargo at the time,
mm-hmm.
and my boss came in and was like, hey man, do you know anything about these? And he just held it to me and it was an iPod. It was like the first generation iPod.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh shit, yeah, man. Fucking that's awesome. Where did we get that? He's like, Pepsi gave it to us. I was like, sweet.
Whoa.
What do you want me to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have it? And he's like, no, it's for a giveaway. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then I texted a buddy of mine. I'm like, hey, man, you want to win an iPod?
Oh, no. You're not supposed to do that.
It happened.
Okay.
Well, that's how I got my first iPod.
Hey, that's smart, though. That's good. That's being crafty.
Yeah. He's. But then he was like, hey, man, do I actually get anything?
No.
Like, he's like, I know you get an iPod, but like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, fucking don't get greedy.
Right. You didn't take him out to lunch?
Well, yeah, of course I
okay,
did.
Okay, you could have taken him out to lunch.
I'd always get him, like, concert tickets and stuff. I'm like,
okay, so
like,
he's
yeah.
paid.
I'm
he's
like,
paid off.
Like, DMX had a whole song about this. You need to stop being greedy.
Rest in peace.
I'm going to put that on my iPod.
That's going in my hip-hop section. That's so good. I miss the clicking sound, I think.
Yeah.
Of the scrolling.
Yep.
That was always fun. So back to forgetting Sarah Marshall. So let's see. They're out surfing, or they're trying to catch a wave, and this is important because he says something about they had been together for a year. Aldis says that.
Peter
had said they'd been together 5 years, and then Aldis says, "Well, you got four on me," or something like that.
Yep.
So yeah, then you find out that they had been fooling around for a fucking year.
Unbelievable. Fucking whores.
That fucking whore. So that happens, and they have a little spat, and then Peter finally catches a wave, and we're so happy for him, but then he runs right into Aldis, and he has to save him, and pulls the coral out of his leg, and then faints because of the blood. And when he wakes up, Sarah is there, because Sarah didn't want him to wake up by himself. And I think he says something like, hey, let me tell you a funny story. Remember when you fucked this guy for a year?
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Careful.
Sorry, I hit the trash can, everybody.
he wakes up and he's like, oh, hey, I heard a really funny story. You and Edward Scissorhands over there have been fucking for a whole year.
That's right. He called him Edward Scissorhands. I died. I fucking died. Oh, my goodness gracious. So then they have this little confrontation, and then she's like, I tried everything. I went to therapy, and I went to this person, and I talked to my mom. Of course. And that she got tired of taking care of him because he didn't want to leave his sanctuary, which was his couch. He never wanted to move off the couch. He was kind of lazy. And I'm like, this seems like a plus. Like, you and I just eat cereal out of a mixing bowl on the couch and have like a life together? Fucking sign me up.
I imagine you would be very encouraging. Like, hey, how's the Dracula opera coming? Like, play it for me again.
And I love to clean house. So like, we would just be, but like, play Dracula. I'm gonna clean this fucking house. Party time.
So you mentioned at the beginning of the episode today, you're not much of a rom-com gal. I imagine you've seen some of these and you're like, ah, it's so bullshit, so unrealistic. I don't even want this dude. Like, fuck your CEO well-kept job, but doesn't know shit about relationships. And now you're just like, give me the Dracula opera guy.
Right. Yeah. I don't, if you're wearing a suit every day, I'm already sus.
Right.
I'm sus of you.
You're already out.
You're sus. Yeah. You're already out. No, I really liked him. Anyways, but she says she tried to take care of him and she tried all these different things, but he was too stupid to notice. So that's where they leave that conversation. So that night, very awkwardly, Sarah and Aldis join Rachel and Peter for dinner.
Yeah, they don't plan on that.
No, they
just
don't.
End up that way.
Right.
I also love that Aldis is getting ready and he's got like this sheer, almost like see-through shirt, you know, very goth, very rock looking shirt. And,
yes.
And Sarah's like, well, what about the Tommy Bahama shirt that I got you? Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I thought you were joking. And then he shows up.
They're deteriorating fast.
And he shows up at dinner in this Tommy Bahama shirt and he just fucking hates it.
He hates
it.
But I felt like he pulled it off
in
an odd way. Like he, you know, it didn't look bad.
But then there's that awkward bit where the 70-year-old dude walking by the table just like, hey, like points to the shirt, pulls it up, and he's just like, oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So they end up going to dinner together and it's super awkward. So they keep on drinking, except for Aldis, who's sober. He's 7 years sober because he's got the tats to prove it.
Yeah. He's like, if I had anything to drink, I'd be rimming waiters for their tips.
Yep. So, let's see. And they get into conversations and Aldis makes the claim that he thinks it's okay to bang anyone at any time, basically.
Yeah.
Like it's not a big deal. And then they eventually kind
of lose yourself to fuck.
So they kind of like, You can see a little competition between them because Rachel kisses Peter in front of Sarah, and it's just a mess. So they end up going into their separate rooms, which are right next to each other, and then they competitively bang each other to see who's louder. And Peter and Rachel definitely win that fight.
Competitive fucking.
Competitive fucking. Ding, ding, ding.
I love that as soon as Sarah hears the goings on in the other room, she like wakes Alice up and she's like, hey, like, fuck me.
Right.
And he's just laying there and she's putting on, you know, this
quite
fucking
a
wild
show.
Performance.
Wild
and
performance.
And he's just looking up at her, staring at her. Just the looks that he give are fucking priceless.
He was like, well, you're going to have to be on top because I'm just done.
I'm knackered.
So they do that for a while. And I think Rachel even yells at Peter, like, just stop, just shut up. So, Aldous then breaks up with Sarah. He didn't like her display. And, that is kind of left in shambles in that room. Meanwhile, Peter loves spending time with Rachel. They're really getting along with one another. And he starts having a great time on his trip by himself. He's going to weddings for people he doesn't even know. He's hanging out at the pool and he's going down the slide with the kids. Like, he's having a great time.
Yeah.
He's finally having some life in his, or fun time in his life. And then he finds Aldous in the lobby later, who compares Sarah to Hitler.
I also liked when they broke up, Sarah and Aldous, and she's like, I think your music is stupid. Well, I fucked the housekeeper this week. Because of course he did.
Because of course he did. It was so fucking shitty, but so great. The delivery was so good. So when he finds Aldous in the lobby, he's talking to him, finds out that they've broken up. So he goes to comfort Sarah, which is always the stupid bad move to make.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do it. She doesn't deserve it. She doesn't deserve it. But she thinks that she's made a big mistake, and so she wants to reconcile, and he kind of falls for it for a minute. But then everything that she's doing is not exciting to him. He's like, why are you pulling on my face? Why are you doing this? And then thank goodness he can't get it up. He didn't go from 6 to midnight at all.
He did not.
He did not. And yeah, she even tries to blow him, and then nothing. Like, he's out, you know. And like,
what's the matter, Peter? Why can't you get up?
He's like, you broke my heart and my dick doesn't want to be around you anymore.
You're the goddamn devil. And then he goes to leave and the drapes are open, the door is open, and there's a fucking wedding happening there.
He's like, a wedding in Hawaii, how original, or some shit like that.
I just think it's super funny that, I mean, she was blowing him and they could see all that shit.
Yeah, it was an open window.
Yeah.
So good. So he leaves, and then he immediately confesses to Rachel what had happened. And she is like, wait, say it from the beginning. And like he's talking about how they had like a moment, but nothing really happened. But she says, you know what? You don't need to be dating anyone right now, which is correct. And she wants him to leave and not contact her again.
And to be fair, that's a fair statement.
That's very fair.
Like, she shouldn't have been involved with him to begin with.
No.
She got the whole fucking shebang-a-bang right up front. Like, oh my God, this dude is a fucking train wreck. Eh, fuck him anyway.
Right, yeah. So she kind of shouldn't have, but then again, it's Jason Segel, so yeah. Whatever.
I mean, did you see that dick?
Did you see the dick? And also, did you hear he's writing a Dracula rock opera? Like, okay. All right, so let's tone it down.
Just vaginas being thrown at him.
So, let's see. So Peter doesn't really know what to do, but he goes back to the bar where he sang his Dracula rock opera.
Where Rachel had the flashing picture up in the bathroom.
And he tears it off the bathroom wall. And when he originally said something about it the first time they were there, she was like, yeah, I've talked to the owner about it, but he won't take it down, and he'll kill you if you try.
It fucks up the flow of the collage.
Right. And so he gets the photo and he starts getting the shit kicked out of him by the owner. But he's like, it doesn't matter what you do, I'm getting this photo. And by goodness, he does. And he walks into the lobby with a fucking black eye and just he's all fucked up. And he gives her back the photo. Again, marry him right then. So Peter goes home and he's pretty depressed. But eventually, we have this little montage of him finally getting his shit back together and finally cleaning up his apartment and working on his Dracula opera.
Watching Blackula as research. That was the movie that was on the TV. A movie called Blackula. I'm sure you've never seen.
I've heard of it, never seen it.
Not surprising.
So he works on his little Dracula opera, and then he starts sending out invitations to it, and he sends one to Rachel. And Rachel at first doesn't want to go, but luckily the bartender sets her straight and was like, he stopped mid-blowjob.
Yeah, right.
Like, do you know what that does to a man? Blue balls. Like, nothing happened.
Hey, he's like Gandhi, except better. He likes puppets. I love puppets. I love Lamb Chop. I love Elmo. I love Fraggle Rock.
Yes, yes. So then we cut to the actual puppet show for the rock opera Dracula, and it was everything.
Oh,
we just need the whole thing.
That's what I'm saying. I am so upset that we have not got the whole thing.
Oh,
I want this.
I want that petition to happen immediately.
Man.
Oh, my goodness. So, yes, it's amazing. And Brian is Van Helsing, I believe.
Yep.
And just them acting it out is just so freaking hilarious. I laughed so hard at that part. And then while it's being performed on stage, Rachel's there in the audience.
Aww.
She made it to the show. And after the show, they talk, but it's kind of awkward. And they kind of make plans to hang out. And she ends up leaving because people are wanting to talk to Peter after the show and stuff. But luckily, she thinks about it and she turns around and she finds him in the dressing room, fucking naked. Woo!
We have bookended this movie with Siegel penis.
Woo! Yes! Peter was out.
There it was.
There it was.
There it was. We got there.
So luckily she comes back and she's laughing, but says that she missed him, and they get together in the dressing room.
Aww.
Aww. And that's the end. But wait, there's more.
With the puppets watching.
With the puppets. Yes, the puppets all creepily watching. Yes. So that is how the movie ends. But then after a little bit of credits, you get a little post-credit scene with Sarah Marshall has moved on. She's moved on to a different show with Jason Bateman. And she is it's called Animal Instincts.
Yeah.
And she's an animal psychiatrist or psychic. Animal psychic. And she, like, her eyes glow up and she can read what the dog's thinking. And she's like, she's calling out names that, how would you know? But she's communicating with the dogs. And Jason Bateman is adorable. And then that is the end of the movie.
And that was not outside the realm of possibility for a show that would have been picked up by NBC at that time.
100%.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
What the
absolutely
fuck happened to that network?
That
was the network that gave us the Hannibal TV show that had it canceled.
Right.
Fucking
I need
NBC.
More of that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I rewatched it again, and it's mm-hmm. so fucking good. If you've never watched Hannibal, the TV show, watch it.
No, we didn't get a fourth season of Hannibal because they were cranking out shit like Animal Instincts.
Right. Have you watched Clarice?
No.
They do Clarice, don't they?
No, that's CBS.
Oh, never mind then.
And that show can't include Hannibal.
No, because they don't have the rights to him. So it's just Clarice on her own with her accent.
Which is basically just
nothing.
Typical murder of the week show
exactly.
with Clarice Starling.
Yeah.
A character that no one gives a fuck about.
No.
Now.
Dr. Lecter.
And that chick that's playing her now is super British, but can do the Jodie Foster accent,
right.
apparently.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. Not that we're going to fucking watch.
No, I don't. Now I don't need to watch it.
No.
I don't need to watch it.
Now you tell me Brian Fuller's bringing back Hannibal, motherfucker. I'm in.
God, that's such a good show. Ugh. Mm-hmm.
They had a live stream during the pandemic. The cast got back together and mm-hmm. chatted and they said, because the plan was always, if they ever got the next season, it was going to be, whether it was a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road, it was going to catch up with Will and Dr. Lecter, however old they were.
Okay, so however long it passed, that's however long was passed.
So now we're at what, like 5-6 years?
I don't know.
So at this point, if they ever make season four, it's going to pick up where they are currently.
You know, now, like, I love Silence of the Lambs, and I love Anthony Hopkins as Hannibal Lecter. But now, when I think of Hannibal Lecter, I think of Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah.
Mads Mikkelsen. Yeah, that's who
Mads
I think of.
Mads the fucking goods.
He played him so fucking well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Everything that dude's in, I love him in.
Yeah.
Loved him in Rogue One. Loved him in Casino Royale.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a new movie out. It's on Hulu. I have it bookmarked that is getting rave reviews. I think it's Academy nominated, award nominated.
Mm-hmm.
I got to watch that one.
Okay.
Maybe I'll watch that tonight.
All right.
Mads Mikkelsen is awesome.
All right. You know what else was awesome? Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Super good.
Super fucking good. I give it 3.5 rock Dracula rock operas out of 5.
I'm going to give it 4.
You're going to go up a notch?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go 4.
Going 4?
I liked it.
Would this be your favorite rom-com now?
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really liked it.
Would you watch this movie from beginning to end again?
Yes.
And not just go straight to Siegel's cock?
Nope. I might pause it, but but I would watch it beginning to end because I liked all of it.
Can I see the screensaver on your phone?
Nope.
Okay. Fair enough. just don't let that flash around kids.
When am I ever around kids? Fuck them.
Right? I'm just saying.
No, this was super good. This was definitely my kind of rom-com.
Man, I just cannot deliver.
We've not had a disagreement. Really?
I mean, aside from you didn't love Big Trouble in Little China. Check out that review.
Yeah.
At huntsvillehomevideo.com.
Didn't love it, which crushed your heart, but it wasn't that I hate it. We haven't really had a difference in I really love this movie, I really hate this movie.
No, not really.
No. And we thought we were going to have that on Leonard Part 6. Check that one out. But we both agree that was a shitty fucking movie.
Yeah. So, in hindsight,
watching
that movie through rose-colored glasses.
Right. So, yeah, we have not fucked up too badly.
Mm-hmm. Now, just based on that alone, why haven't you watched The Shield yet? 30 Rock, Community. Those are TV shows that you just need to get in your life right now.
I'm sorry.
Remember when I told you Hannibal, the TV show, was awesome?
Right. And then it's one of my favorites now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's almost like, what am I looking for?
Well, I've been rewatching Westwood right now, or Westworld.
It's almost like I told you so.
Oh my God.
I know I'm an insufferable prick when I'm right.
I know it.
I fucking know it.
No, and you're right all the time, which is insufferable as well.
I know. Fuck, I hate me.
I mean, I get that. Yeah. Okay, I'll get on it. I've been rewatching Westworld.
Okay.
Trying to get that down.
That was a great first season.
Great first season. Second season, I've not seen the third season.
Do you know, I'm going to tie all this shit together. This is going to blow your fucking mind.
What?
Do you know who one of the story editors was on the first season of Westworld?
No.
Ed Brubaker. Do you remember Ed Brubaker?
I remember Ed Brubaker. Ed Brubaker was somehow tied to, was it Captain America?
He wrote
the comic books
that Winter Soldier was based on. And next week, motherfucker. We are back on our bullshit.
Yeah.
For phase 3 of the MCU.
I'm so excited.
In 1 month's time, we will have caught you up all the way to Avengers Endgame.
Oh my God.
The greatest cinematic experience of my life.
Oh.
We're going to chat about it in less than a month.
Are we going back to two weeks?
We are.
We're going back to 2 weeks. We're going to have Thor's Day back, baby.
Thor's Day's back, motherfucker. Yeah, we're going to, next week we're talking about Captain America Civil War.
Yeah. Which I've seen, that was the first Marvel movie I saw.
Which kind of was the genesis of this podcast.
Exactly.
Like,
that was where you couldn't take it.
I was so flummoxed with how you fucking had.
You were what?
Look it up.
I would, but I can't fucking spell it.
I was bamboozled, befuddled, hoodwinked that you started your journey into the MCU with a movie like 12 movies in.
I didn't purposely do that.
I know.
It just happened upon me. But yes, I did. And none of it made sense except that people were battling each other. And so now I'm excited to watch it and know what the fuck's going on.
Because, yeah, now you have the context.
And have the context and actually know who people are.
Right.
So
next week, Monday, we'll talk about Civil War. Doctor Strange will be our Thursday movie next week.
You've had reservations on that, or you're not sure how I'm going
to
like that
because of just how adverse you are to sorcery.
We found out that sorcery's not my jam.
No, you're not a fan.
Or at least I wasn't. When I watched that movie that shall not be named, because you're already looking at me with eyes that could shoot daggers.
So I will be real curious how you react to that one.
Okay.
But then we also get Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Ready.
Later in the month. Spider-Man Homecoming.
All right.
The first Spider-Man movie in the MCU. Thor Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
Which redeems the fucking Thor franchise.
Okay.
Which I think you're going to love. Black Panther, another one that you've
seen.
Infinity War, which you've seen.
Yeah.
Those are like the three Marvel movies that you'd seen. And then we get Ant-Man and the Wasp, and we wrap it up.
I saw Ant-Man and Wasp.
That's right, you did.
Yeah.
But yeah, fuck the first one. I don't need to see this.
Right.
I'm just gonna start with Back to the Future 2. I'm going to start with The Godfather 2.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with whatever the second Harry Potter movie is. Ah, fuck, I'm just going to start with the sixth Harry Potter movie. Can I do that? I'm Leanne Foster. I fucking watch things the way I want to watch them.
Okay. First of all, that was sassy. And then you people didn't see your little dance that you did, and that was really fucking sassy. You need to lock that shit back up.
Oh, shit. That was sassy.
With your little
wrist movements, your finger wagging, your pointing.
I want housewife real quick.
You wrap it up.
Yeah.
With your fucking nerd movies. You prick.
I'm coming back from a mimosa brunch. Wrap it the fuck up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
It's going to be a good month next month.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Back on two episodes a week.
I'm almost sad it's going to be over, though.
But then we can start watching the TV shows because we got WandaVision.
Yeah.
Got Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Are you liking, I don't need to know, but are you liking yes. Falcon and Winter Soldier?
Love it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Because I'm loving so far about these Marvel series, so far we got WandaVision. That's the first one we've got. And it really gave a chance to flesh out the character of Wanda, the character of Vision, because they're kind of secondary players in the movies.
Okay.
They're not main. They're not
Captain America. They're not Iron Man.
They're not Thor.
Right.
So now we get episodes to flesh them out and learn more about them. And I like it. And it's super great. I love the Winter Soldier. I like the character of Falcon. We're getting the mm-hmm. chance to see more of that in the TV show, and it's fucking great.
Okay.
And we have one episode of that left, and I think it's going to be a fucking banger.
I've heard not much about it, but a little bit about it, and I'm very confused about the Captain America situation in that show, but mm-hmm. I'm not asking any questions.
That's good.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not looking for anything. I just happened to see something, and I'm like, oh, I don't understand
this.
It has
been a hot topic of conversation.
He's also a meme now.
Yep.
He looks a little odd in that helmet, but I don't know what's going on.
It's a great show. That version of Captain America played by Wyatt Russell, the son of Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm.
And the internet fucking hates him.
Oh, that's why I was wondering if you did too.
Because
I kind of heard, but I try to avoid as many spoilers as I can because I'm right at the fucking finish line.
Right.
And if something gets spoiled big, because I really don't know everything that happens, I'm going to be really freaking mad.
Because you really know nothing about... You saw Infinity War.
I have an idea of certain things that I've heard that I can kind of piece together, but not majorly.
Yeah.
Like, I know... I've seen Thanos do his snap and what happens there, but I don't really know the ending.
Yeah, because you never watched Endgame.
No. I knew to avoid that one. I was like, I'm going to come back to this the proper way, and I don't want to know.
And now
so
here you are.
Somehow, I have avoided the big spoiler, like the big ending to the Marvel Universe.
Which is amazing at
right,
this point.
Right. I can't even believe it. So if it happens right as we're approaching this next month, I might even just end it. I might. I honest to God might jump off of a building.
First,
you'll be the one I call, and I'll just be like, hey, I'm doing this because of this.
And I'd be like, wait. Splat. Oh, damn.
Anybody else free to record this Monday?
in search of new podcast host. Must have not seen Avengers Endgame.
Anybody in the Baker's Dozen missing Endgame?
Oh, man. Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. We should almost maybe pre-record these as quickly as possible because we are right at the edge. And that's where something's going to happen.
I know. That's my luck.
That's when Godzilla versus Kong came out,
mm-hmm.
I tried so fucking hard to avoid spoilers because this movie had been delayed for well over a year.
Right.
because of the pandemic. And I didn't want to get any spoilers. I didn't want to know what was happening. Mm-hmm. So I watched the first trailer, mm-hmm. and then I stayed out of message boards. I stayed off of groups. And then, like, right at the end, I got a spoiler through no fault of my own. Like, I wasn't looking for it. It just someone, some jackass fucking in Kong versus Godzilla, blank, blank, blank. I'm like, you fucking twat.
Why do that? And they get off on that. Like, people who do that, they intentionally do that because it makes them feel good about themselves.
But
fuck them.
And I agree with that. Fuck them. But also the same people that will go into a comment section, and in that comment section, someone spoils something, mm-hmm. and then people bitch about that. Motherfucker, you know.
Right. Stay out of the comments.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate those. Some people will put on a headline, too, and it's like, come the fuck
on. Yeah, if you put it on a headline, you're a piece of shit.
Right.
If you put it in the comment section and get pissed off about that it was spoiled for you there, then mm-hmm. you're the piece of shit.
Right. If I watch a show and I didn't get to watch, like when I was keeping up with Walking Dead before, it was like, I just knew to stay off social media if I didn't see it on Sunday night.
Oh, that was the worst offender.
Yeah.
Because,
yes.
Because when the show, because it doesn't air at the same time in every part of the world.
Right.
And AMC would always throw, like, look at this amazing fucking twist. Mm-hmm. And then people would be online bitching about it. It's like, motherfucker, you know.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'd be like, nope, I'm not on Facebook yet. I haven't seen the show.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like, you can live without Facebook for a fucking evening.
Yeah.
It can be done.
It can be done.
You fucking, ugh.
Twat.
Yep.
So anyways, I'm excited for next month, for next week.
Captain America Civil War.
I'm going to know what's happening. I'm going to understand the plot.
And we've been talking about it for the last two Marvel months. Leanne Foster, where are you going to be? Team Cap, Team Iron Man?
This is the one that's going to make us decide. This is the ultimate choice. Mm-hmm. This is the whole choice this week.
This movie has parted friendships with me.
Mm. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll see.
We will find
out. Usually I choose the right side. So let's hope I do.
Let's hope. We said we're not making it to episode 100.
I'm going into it. Did you say 100?
100.
It sounded funny coming out of your mouth. 100? I'm not 100. Episode 100. 100.
Episode 100.
You sounded like a loke, and I
love that you.
It sounded like a town loke, and I didn't like it, or I did. I don't know. I'm not sure.
A town loke.
What was I going to say? I'm going to go into it with clean vision, with logic, and just, you know, I'm going to go into it open-minded.
And you will organically, by your own thought and process and decision,
pick Captain America?
Learn that Captain America was right.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'm not going to let you influence me because Jeremy told me not to let you do that. Our buddy Jeremy told me not to let you do that.
Man, it might, next week, it might go full-on debate team style episode.
It might.
But I doubt it.
Okay.
You're
so confident in yourself.
You'll be on the right side of history.
All right.
I'm confident
in that.
We'll
see. We shall see.
So until next week, my friends, we look forward to chatting with you again. Follow us on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Hit us up Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at
HSV Home Video.
You can also follow all of our previous episodes. If you liked what you heard today, check out some other stuff. You might like it. You might not. You might figure that this was, you know what? I just came for the discussion about Jason Segel's penis today.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of that in your other episodes. I'm really here for more cock and balls. I'm done with Huntsville Home Video. But if you're not, huntsvillehomevideo.com is where you can.
If you want to message me personally and we can talk about it, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'll be totally down for that.
I mean, yeah, Leanne's probably always down for some good Wang talk.
That murdered me. I've never had anyone say that about me before.
Well, there's your new Tinder profile update.
I'm so glad you picked up on that.
There's a new update. I'm always down for Wang talk. Don't bring your acoustic guitar.
Yeah. That is funny. That's my favorite. That's my new favorite for this episode.
Well, we'll end on that high note. Until next week, be kind and rewind. Every rose has its thorn.
Fuck off.